听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step. Book 2. Unit 24. Radio programs. 4. Lesson 47. Part 1. Warming up exercises. Spot dictation.Successful predictions. You are going to listen to a passage. Some words on the printed passage have been taken out. Listen carefully. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape.
In 1865, the famous French author Jules Verne wrote two books.One was entitled, From the Earth to the Moon, and the other, Around the Moon. In these books, he described man landing on the moon. In 1969, man actually did land on the moon.Many of the details of the real moon landing had been described with amazing accuracy in Jules Verne's books. Here are three of the similarities. First, Jules Verne's spaceship carried three men. Apollo 11carried three men. Second, Verne's spaceship had a beginning speed of 36,000 feet per second. Apollo's beginning speed was 35,533 feet per second.And last, Verne's spaceship took 97 hours, 13 minutes, and 20 seconds to reach the moon. Apollo took 103 hours and 30 minutes. The door of Apollo 11...opened at 10:56 p.m. on July 20th, 1969, and a man stepped out onto the surface of the moon. Jules Verne had predicted it with great accuracy over 104 years earlier.
In 1865, the famous French author Jules Verne wrote two books. One was entitled, From the Earth to the Moon, and the other, Around the Moon. In these books, he described man landing on the moon. In 1969, man actually did land on the moon.Many of the details of the real moon landing had been described with amazing accuracy in Jules Verne's books. Here are three of the similarities. First, Jules Verne's spaceship carried three men. Apollo 11 carried three men. Second, Verne's spaceship had a beginning speed of 36,000 feet per second.Apollo's beginning speed was 35,533 feet per second. And last, Verne's spaceship took 97 hours, 13 minutes, and 20 seconds to reach the moon. Apollo took 103 hours and 30 minutes. The door of Apollo 11 opened at 10:56 p.m., on July 20th, 1969, and a man stepped out onto the surface of the moon. Jules Verne had predicted it with great accuracy over 104 years earlier. Part 2. News. News Item 1.
American Space Agency officials say the new Space Shuttle Challenger will be ready for its next flight in only 60 days. The Challenger landed Saturday in California after a successful five-day flight. Space officials said preparations for the next flight must be done quickly because of the two-month delay before the shuttle's first flight. Engine problems caused the delay of the space flight. But officials say Challenger worked very well during last week's flight.
Exercise 1. Complete the sentences with what you hear on the tape. News Item 2.
Space News. American Space Agency officials are continuing preparations for Saturday's launch of the Space Shuttle Challenger. If all goes as planned, the spacecraft will be launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, about 11 hours 30 Greenwich Mean Time. This is Challenger's second flight in space. It will carry five astronauts, including America's first woman astronaut, Sally Ride. The flight is expected to last 6 days. The Voice of America will broadcast the space shuttle's launch beginning at 11 hours GMT Saturday.
Exercise 2. Answer the questions according to the information you hear from the news. What are American Space Agency officials doing? Will the spacecraft be launched if all goes as planned? How many astronauts will the spacecraft carry? What's the name of America's first woman astronaut? How long's the flight expected to last? What'll the Voice of America begin to do at 11 hours GMT Saturday? Part 3. An outstanding character. Benjamin Franklin. Section 1.
Benjamin Franklin was born in 1706 in Boston, Massachusetts. His mother and father were of Puritan religion. They had left England and moved to the English colony of Massachusetts in order to escape persecution for their religion. In Boston, Franklin left school when he was 10 years old and worked for his father for 2 years. Then he went to work on his brother's newspaper. He became the editor of the paper when he was 16. Because he wanted to be independent, he went to Philadelphia. There he bought his own newspaper. He worked hard and he saved his money. And by the age of 24, he was one of the most successful men in Philadelphia. In 1732, Franklin published a book, Poor Richard's Almanac. Most almanacs contained information for farmers, such as information about the days and weeks of the year and about the weather. To his almanac, Franklin added wise sayings, his observations about life. Some of these sayings are still famous today. For example, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And waste not, want not. And a penny saved is a penny earned.
Exercise 1. Complete this part of the resume according to the information you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Answer the questions according to what you hear on the tape.